Mini episode 73 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at outsidethebox.score.blogspot.com.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 73 of the FDH Lounge and our 21st adaptation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our early top 25 for next year's fantasy football season. In terms of color coding, we always break up the players on our draft board in groups of 12, signifying the value for each round in a standard 12-team league. So this group of 25 would furnish the top two picks for your team in such a league and may well give you a third, given the way that opinions in a league diverge the further away you get from the top of a draft. And in those first three picks are likely to form the foundation of your team. As an example, my team that won a 12-team league this year had Mo Jones-Drew, Andre Johnson, and Drew Brees as the top picks in that order. Your entire draft is important, and we always emphasize that value in the middle and late rounds is equally crucial, but picks at the top are the ones with no margin for error. You have to nail those ones. So, in a moment, we have our early top 25 for 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
Okay, here's the FantasyDraftHelp.com top 25 as we have them now for the 2012 fantasy football season with a brief note for each player. Number one, LeSean McCoy. It's hard to distinguish between the top few running backs, but McCoy's production during a down year for the Philly offense puts him over the top. Number two, Ray Rice. The main reason we don't have him number one is the question of how long a player of his size can hold up while having to carry such a disproportionate part of the rushing offense. Number three, Arian Foster. Even with arguably the league's best backup slash rotation mate, he showed this year that he can get the job done even when Matt Schaub is absent and he faces eight in the box. Number four, Calvin Johnson. Few, if any, have produced a more dominating season at wide receiver than the one Megatron put up in 2011. Number five, Maurice Jones-Drew. Year in and year out, there may not be a more consistent top-level running back. Number six, Chris Johnson. Think about this. In a year that was a brutal disappointment, he still amassed 1,465 all-purpose yards. Number seven, Matt Forte. Yes, more touchdowns would have been nice, but it's safe to guess that wherever he plays in 2012 will be better in terms of receiving talent to keep defenses honest. Number 8, Aaron Rodgers. It's hard to separate between the 1, 1A, and 1B of quarterbacks from 2011, but with the off year that JerMichael Finley had relative to expectations, as hard as it might be to believe, there might be more upside yet for Rodgers in 2012. Number 9, Drew Brees. Again, there's no downside at all to ending up with Brees instead of Rodgers. Number 10, Tom Brady. See Drew Brees. Number 11, Roddy White. Another stellar year for Atlanta's star wideout showed how much production is possible even before Julio Jones is able to spend an entire season in the offense. Number 12, Adrian Peterson. Early indications are that his rehab is going well, and even if he doesn't have a vintage AP season, he's probably still first-round value. Number 13, Andre Johnson. With his injury risk, he's high risk, high reward, but like Calvin Johnson, he can carry you to a league title. Number 14, Michael Turner. If he was any kind of receiving threat, his overall production would place him in the top half of the first round. Number 15, Rob Gronkowski. It's unheard of for a tight end to go this high, but he has suddenly become the equivalent of a shortstop who hits 50 home runs in fantasy baseball. Number 16, Frank Gore. He bears a heavy toll in the San Francisco backfield, but he's still south of the dreaded age of 30. Number 17, Marshawn Lynch. The beast mode playoff game against New Orleans carried over into the next season as he finally lived up to his potential. Number 18, Jimmy Graham. Take what we said about Gronkowski, and at about 90% of it applies to Graham. Number 19, Wes Welker. His track record with Brady is unimpeachable. Number 20, Victor Cruz. It looks like this take may not be the industry standard, but after his regular season and playoff run, he has to rate narrowly higher in terms of value than teammate Hakeem Nicks. Number 21, Larry Fitzgerald. He's been pretty strong even without consistent QB play. It's got to be addressed one of these years, and when it does, he'll really exceed this draft position. Number 22, Jamal Charles. Like Peterson, he carries some risk as he is returning from injury, and he may not have a vintage Charles season next year, but he's a strong number two running back for your team regardless. Number 23, Darren McFadden. While he's proven in the past two seasons that he can run between the tackles at the pro level, he hasn't shown great durability, but few, if any, produce more when healthy. Number 24, DeMarco Murray. In a down year for rookie running backs, he was the revelation of the season, and he figures to hold down the lead role in Big D next year. Number 25, Ryan Matthews. He's not the second version of LT yet in San Diego, but he's the perfect back for that explosive offense. So there's the top 25 for next year at this early point. Stay tuned to this program through the offseason as we continue to monitor the pro football landscape as well as our other wide range of fantasy sports. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.